Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
Welcome back to 17 Chilly Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Galen is our guest. Mullings.com is his website. Find his twice-weekly cyber column there. I encourage you to check it out. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. Rich, thanks again for being here. Of course, the big news, Rich, is the email kerfuffle with that Hillary Clinton has started, just to bring people up to date. She was Secretary of State, and during that entire time, in fact, Rich, the day she was signed in, a private email was established on a private server in her private home, from which she conducted all of her state Secretary of State emails on. Right.
Right. Yeah.
For five years.
Yeah. Whatever. Other people, almost everybody. When I worked in the Senate, which was after emails became popular, I had two BlackBerries. I had my official BlackBerry for Senate business, and I had my personal BlackBerry for personal business, because the Senate rules are you can't do personal work on government government equipment. That's typical. So almost everybody has what we call a .gov address, richgalen@senate.gov, and then a private email. In my case, it was richgalen@gmail.com. But Mrs. Clinton never had a .gov address at all.
Ever.
And the issue for this is document retention. There are very strict rules, stricter now, frankly, than when she was Secretary of State.
Which means, Rich, pardon me, let me stop you for a second, which means that anybody in the past that they bring up as a counterbalancing argument is irrelevant.
That's right, that's exactly right.
They bring up Colin Powell, they bring up whoever, it's irrelevant.
Yeah, and Powell said, look, I mean, I did State Department business on my personal computer, but that's the Senate's job to maintain that stuff. But I wrote a tweet the other day, is that in 4 years, you mean to tell me that nobody in the White House noticed that they never sent or received a email from Mrs. Clinton that had a .gov address? That's just not possible. That's just not possible.
Without realizing it, without knowing it.
Yeah, but I mean it. But it, yeah, because it comes up with her name.
Right.
But the, in a column I wrote, I said, you know, they're like the men in black. We're above the system, around the system.
Right.
We are them. We are they. And it's just another example, I think, for a lot of people, about the Clintons just not thinking that the rules apply to them. That's for the regular people.
Well, do you think? You know, the big probe in all this is the Benghazi committee. In fact, they're the ones who basically put the pressure on to actually find out. They went to the State Department and said, we want her emails, and the State Department said, we don't have her emails.
Yeah.
Well, where are they? Well, she has them.
Yeah. I was laughing with my wife last night. We thought the 13.5-minute break with that Rosemary Woods did on the Nixon tapes was a big deal.
Yeah.
There are month-long gaps in these things.
Including, apparently, the entire trip to Libya that she shows herself traveling to, the entire trip there and back without any emails from that they have available to them. So what's going to be worse, Rich, do you think? Giving everybody the emails and let the chips fall as they may, or holding out and letting there being the big gaps? Will the Clintons ride through? Will Hillary ride through another scandal almost unscathed?
Yeah. Well, I think so. Yes. Because
really?
And the big thing is Democrats have no choice really but to rally around her.
It's not. So you're saying not necessarily because Democrats want to, but
no.
Because they have no choice.
They have no choice. There's no second choice. And
because many Democrats aren't big Clinton fans, right?
Oh no, not at all. Especially the Obama people here. I mean,
yeah.
They won't sit in the same restaurant with each other almost.
Huh.
But there's no second choice in the Democratic Party, as the saying goes. There's nobody on the bench
Well, that's something you also reported recently in your column was you exposed the fact that the Democrats, I mean the Republicans, almost have too many, but that's an embarrassment of riches compared to the Democrats, right?
Yeah, it's Hillary and then who? I mean Elizabeth Warren, you know, she's
nominatable and primary winnable, but not general election.
I don't think
winnable.
She can win. Yeah, that's right.
She's way to the left, folks.
And then you have Joe Biden, who can't keep his mouth shut. So
right.
He's one of the worst, other than Ted Kennedy, the worst presidential candidate in the history of the Republic.
So what? So what's the Republicans' goal then with the email for Hillary? Is it maybe not to get it, but to just keep shining a light on the entitlement attitude of these folks?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It's just another example of how the Clintons do the things that they do because they want to do them without any regard to how it looks, whether it's legal. Well, now I'm sure they know it's legal. But this ties in with the business at the Clinton Foundation about taking money from foreign
right.
entities.
Right, that's a big deal. The Benghazi and the Clinton Foundation, those are the two big smoking gun potentials, aren't they?
Yeah, and we don't, you know, it's a private foundation, so their reporting requirements are fairly limited.
Right.
We don't have to know everything about them. But somebody's going to show up with... You know,
something's going to show up, isn't it?
Yeah, with the fact that they've spent
some
you know,
Republican
how much
money got copied on
jet.
One of these, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
And
in the State Department was on the receiving end, so
right.
They're going to start shouting.
Something
so, but
about
I mean,
this.
whether it's going to knock her off her, you know, her perch or not, who knows?
Right.
But it's something that the
these
Democrats
are scary times
need.
For the Democrat in terms of the White House, aren't they?
That's right, because they can't.
And if that happens. That could also extend the Republican coattails if there was a Republican winner of the White House. These are interesting times, folks, politics. We come back, that survey I was telling you about, that's what we're going to talk about. See what Rich Estate thinks about, what you think are the biggest challenges.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.